Welcome back to Warp Reacts.
That is kind of gross.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. And none of you will know about it.
Being hair stuck in there, too.
Well, so what we're going to do is we're going to react to another Christmas song. It happens to be my favorite Christmas song, Silent Night.
Oh, God. Oh, I was going to say Jingle Ball.
I don't like any of you. I don't like Jersey for chuckling at that. All of you are a bunch of friggin' jerks. This one is going to be by Home Free. What he said.
Yep.
What that guy said. And we would love it if you would like, comment, subscribe. It's a free way to help out the show. Messes with the YouTube algorithm. Sends more people our way. What are they? What the hell? Please check us out Sunday nights, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, where you get to see more of that stuff. I don't know if you want to see that stuff. I don't know if you should. You probably shouldn't check it out. It's probably a bad idea. You probably shouldn't come look at it. Nobody over there has any good time.
No.
Anyway, Silent Night by Home Free.
Hey.
Silent Night. Hold on.
AJ's gonna be a little upset.
Oh, poor AJ.
QQ.
Did I just see a violin in there?
This yes.
Not what I expect. You probably my heard it too. Groups. Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go.
Step it.
AJ's boy has done a hell of a job so far. I believe that person in the cowboy hat. By the way, Austin looks young as hell. So does Adam Rupp, the beatboxer. I think that might be his brother, Chris Rupp. And he's no longer in the band. He's in the group. Adam Chance is the one. Chance, he's the baritone that we're used to seeing. I think that's mm-hmm. who he replaced. So this is a much older song than I realize.
Hmm.
But I'm definitely liking it. Here we go.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes, go ahead.
He's doing a really good job.
Well, I thought so. I like Austin's voice. I don't know how I feel about the shirt, but the violin, That's a lot of violin. Now, I'm not complaining about it, but it is a lot of violin. But okay, let's hear it.
Yep. Let's go.
Wow. So Rob and Austin clearly carried that song as far as the singing goes. Tim sounds like a damn stand-up bass. And Adam, I mean, a simple drum line, but it was perfect. And I tell you what, man, if you don't see him doing it, it sounds like he's hitting...
cymbals.
No. Well, yeah, cymbals and a little bit of snare and then the rim shot on the snare.
Yeah,
it just sounds exactly like it, which is impressive considering this is an older version of the group, or like a younger version of the group, I guess. And he sounds like a real percussion line even back then. So that's pretty impressive to me. Again, I'm not like I'm thinking that this may end up happening for a lot of Christmas songs, and maybe it's by design with these groups that are doing covers of Christmas songs. They don't want to take away too much, maybe. Maybe that's what it is. They don't want to take away too much from the thing and say, look how special we are. Maybe this is like another good, clean version of a Christmas song that, you know, I want to have playing in the background and that nobody's going to go, whoa, stop the party. What did we just hear? What just happened?
Right.
And maybe that's by design. And I liked it, and I will probably play that along with a couple other ones that we've reviewed so far on Christmas and Christmas Eve. Anyone else?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. I mean, the only – and again, this is not a complaint for the song. Mm-hmm. The violin was very nice. It was very good.
It was a lot, though.
Yes. To me, it was just a lot. It was a little – and I know why they did it. I can see why they did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just to me, I think it could have been a little shorter.
Right.
The song itself was great. It was a great cover of a classic. I agree with you 100% where it was clean. And I think that might be a thing that we see.
Yeah.
You know, because, and honestly, I think it's because they want to honor the traditional songs.
At least, that's my guess, anyways.
Yeah. So, I mean, I liked it. I liked it a lot. It's, you know.
Well, the other thing about, and I'll let you go in just a second, Butcher, the thing about the violin lasting so long, they release Christmas albums. A lot of these groups do. They release Christmas albums. So, my guess is that this, if this came out when CDs were still relatively popular, it may have been a thing of like they wanted to be able to give you an hour's worth of Christmas music that you could pop in the CD player and let go. So maybe that's why the violin. That's a guess. I don't know. Go ahead, Budger.
Well, like you said, it's a solid version of a classic Christmas song. They did it justice. It's nice.
Yeah.
Play it at a holiday party for sure.
Absolutely.
The violin. I like the violin a lot. Even the length of it, she did a very good job. My only qualm with the violin was at one point the violin and the vocals were going at the same time, and they were competing.
Mm-hmm. I know what spot you're talking about
for too. Who was louder, I guess, and it was hard to concentrate on. You know, it was hard to hear just the vocalist and or just the violin. I feel like right. If they did that on purpose, it kind of missed its mark. Maybe they were going for like two lead vocalists going at in tandem at the same time.
In like they were trying to harmonize. Thing, yeah.
But it was the violin and the vocalist. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. It was just a little much at that one spot.
Yep. I know exactly.
Everything else was great.
Awesome. Well, please like, comment, and subscribe. We're going to have more Christmas music as well as a couple of New Year's songs, New Year's Eve songs. And we do a live show, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every single Sunday, including Christmas Eve. So we hope to see you there. And I guess we'll also be doing one New Year's Eve.
If we're not on camera, Ogre has a device implanted in the backs of our heads that shocks us for every 30 seconds that we're not here.
It's true. It's true. And it's, the intensity levels up. This is short.
You come Christmas Eve because Ogre's going to be jingling his Christmas ball.
That's right, I am.
With Elmer's glue. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. And sprinkles.
And sprinkles.